I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors meeting. Can we all rise and join Andy in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show. All members are present.
Fantastic. Okay, this is a time for public comment. If there's anybody that is on the line or in the room that would like to speak on an item that is not agendized, this would be the time to come to the podium and do so. First, let me check online. Anybody online? Okay. Is there anybody in the room that would like to speak on a non-agendized item?
Is that us?
Okay, well.
Help yourself.
Okay. I'm Rob, and we live on Windward Court, Windward Point and Windward Court. And the reason I'm here tonight is mainly the Airbnbs. What happened is we have one across the bay, we have one right next to us. And the main problem with these, unlike the boat trailers, which that's a whole nother issue, but there's boat trailers, RVs, and boats that really don't bother us. But I understand that there is ordinances and we can't have them out in public for a long time. That's the rule, that's the law, we live with it. But what I'm talking about is the Airbnbs have no control. And these two homes, 2024 Cypress Point and 1933 Windward Point, the owners do not even live here. They live in, the one next to me, he lives in Hayward, and he's never there. The only person that shows up is a maid. So what we had 2 weekends ago, the 24th of September on Saturday, was an all-night brawling, I call them hookers, but they were girls in bunny costumes and smoking, and I smell things that weren't marijuana. People ask, well, how do you know, Rob? Why are you so scared? I'm totally paranoid. I worked 30 years on the streets as a police officer, and I get kind of emotional because I've retired and come to Discovery Bay because I boated the Delta my whole life. And I finally came into some retirement. I was able to buy a home here 8 years ago. It's been totally peaceful, totally quiet. Met all my neighbors, what I call neighbors, that live here. Now, in the last 2 years, year and a half, people are buying the homes up and just party houses. Now, Airbnb has a policy, and I understand they don't allow parties. Well, the host isn't there to control it. So they have parties all night. The big thing, I talked to my buddy who lives in Lido Bay, and he said that he had 12 homes, now has about 10, all over California. And he flies his plane, and he's a landlord, and he has monthly leases and yearly leases, and he says he does background checks. Just like firearms, you need a background check, and he checks their financials, and he makes a renter out of them. Now, there's no background checks in these Airbnbs. I told you I'm paranoid. I have 12 cameras. I'm always armed. I'm a police officer still. But I don't know who's coming to next door this weekend. So I have to keep an eye on it, I have to listen, and I don't know if you have laptops here or want to plug in, I have all these pictures of these girls in their bunny suits and playing, the owner was playing rap music when he was here for one weekend, bad music. But anyway, I have all these pictures, and the biggest thing are two videos I have. I know I'm probably going over 3 minutes.
You are over your 3 minutes. So wrap it up so everybody else has an opportunity.
These videos wrap all the way up until 8 a.m. And as the last guy was leaving in his Corvette, I see him, he's walking, just throws trash right in the gutter next to the Solo cups that are there. And before that, at 2 a.m., I have a video of a girl comes out to her car, empties her ashtray, and just dumps everything in the gutter. To me, that's what happens at Ski Beach. People have guests. We don't do it. You own a boat. You live here. They bring guests that don't care, and they just trash our Delta. So that's what these Airbnb people who don't even live here are doing. So that's my piece. Oh, what you can do about it is make the host live there. I've looked up all these cities that do it. San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland doesn't have one. Sausalito and South Lake Tahoe, they have ordinances that say if we do allow it, the host has to be there on site with the party. And I know, I don't know how you can enforce that. I don't know how you can enforce banning them.
Okay, but, I gotta cut you off.
Okay.
Thank you. Who's next? Come on up.
I'll be a little faster.
They only have to be about 35 seconds faster.
Okay. My name is Mark. I live across the street. We now have 4 Airbnbs on Woodward Point. Cypress had a whole bunch. As you know, everybody's got a whole bunch. And I used to have a cabin in Tahoe. They've actually, especially South Shore, you can't have any more Airbnbs. You can't rent anything anymore, which is bad for people who have houses and want to be able to rent a year rent and stuff, because people take advantage of it. I'm suggesting make a law, we could vote on it. People who own Airbnbs can't vote because they don't live here. Maybe like a $5,000 bond. When you buy the house, it's got to be in the discovery-based thing. You got to sign. It's going to be use it for an Airbnb. It's going to have to be an Airbnb, a $5,000 bond. If you have, and because what happens, 16 people, okay. All of a sudden, the party, you're not there to control it. You can't there stop it. You put a $5,000 bond on the owner, keeps it all year round. If somebody breaks it and they can't stop the party by 10 or 12 o'clock, he loses his $5,000 bond. The $5,000 goes to the neighbors who've been punished for them having an Airbnb. I don't own a Motel 6, but I own a Motel 6 and I live there. Why should we be doing this stuff for Airbnb people? If they can do it politely once in a while, yeah. If you have a party once in a while, your neighbor knows about it, but you say like once a year, twice a year, you're fine with it. But we have no control over this because these clowns are making us employees, making us clamp the mess in front of the street and all that crap. So, or make a law, so if you want one on Airbnb, you gotta live next door. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next? Come on up.
I'm one of those little ladies that walk up and down the streets every morning. And after this party, there were 3 pools of vomit and trash and leftover containers of edibles and whatever in the street. Now, I'm not a pet owner, but if you had a cat or a dog, I mean, I don't know, but it's disgusting. And also, we've got cameras, and there were groups of people walking up and down our quiet little cul-de-sac until 4 o'clock in the morning. Our next-door neighbors who couldn't make it tonight were awakened by people laying rubber at 4 a.m. on their way down our street from the same party where there were maybe close to, what, 80 to 100 people?
Easy.
You couldn't park anywhere up and down our streets. They were coming and going all night. And I used to live in Morongo. We had the Airbnb, 2 people shot in Orinda, very nice neighborhood. I have friends there. Over the weekend, those 2 brothers were shot, Airbnb in Oakland. What does it take? You know, you call the sheriff, these poor guys, there's 1 guy in a car. You're gonna have him go up to doors. There's 100 partying people who are doing drugs and smoking and carrying on. That's not even fair to our law enforcement. This is overburden for our little community, and that's not why we live here.
We bought here to avoid this.
Sorry. So, but anyway, all I'm saying is I've heard, well, you know, it's a county thing, we can't do anything. There has to be something we do. I mentioned it to an attorney friend, he goes, well, you know, you could file like a nuisance suit, what, every weekend? Why should I have to do that? I shouldn't. So I don't know if there's something we can do as a town to put pressure on someone, but that's probably my 3 minutes. But I'm not mad at you guys. I just think there's something that maybe we can do as a group. Starting up petitions are going to burden you, but if it gives you ammunition to go to the county, we'll be happy to start some sort of petition. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Anybody else that wants to speak on that subject?
Chair, in the interest of the audience tonight, would it be beneficial to just give a quick update since
well,
we talked?
Let's just finish with what we're doing here first.
Okay.
Anybody else want to speak on that issue? Please go to the mic and take your 3 minutes.
As a number of people know, there's a limited power to that special district. But two things that you can look into based on the comments that I just heard. You have sanitary district powers. That means you can regulate trash. You can fine the homeowners for the trash in the street, I think. You'll have to check into the legality of that, but I think you can. And you should look for studies on wastewater usage of B&Bs compared to single-family residences and jack up the wastewater charges if it turns out that they're using a lot more wastewater, which I would suspect they are. So those are the kinds of things that even though your powers are limited, you can still hammer these people somewhat.
Anything more on Airbnbs? Let me just make a couple of comments, which I don't typically do, and I'm probably going a little bit, my attorney's looking at me like, what are you going to do now? But let me just let you guys know, so you understand where we are, and this may be redundant for you or not, but all of the things you mentioned, we have absolutely no power over. We have no latent powers that allow us to have any land use authority. All of the codes and violations that are occurring are county issues. So although we understand it and we have taken some proactive things here to try to work with code enforcement to try to bring attention to this issue, in fact, we've done quite a bit, the places you need to be going and having your 3 minutes of talk is the Board of Supervisors meeting, because they're the ones that have the authority over the land use within our community. We don't. We can't even charge for picking up trash. We don't pick up trash. Somebody else does it. We have tried to be proactive. We have board members that are on the code enforcement committee. They bring this to their attention every weekend. We've sent letters to the supervisor's office saying, hey, you guys are not enforcing your own rules. And before Airbnbs, when they started to become more popular, the county did a, I don't know, 6-month study, and we were all invited to go to different meetings. I know I went to several of them and said, this is what we want. And one of the things we said we wanted was, if you have any fines that you impose in Discovery Bay, that money should come back to Discovery Bay for the inconvenience and the money it's cost us to try to improve the situation. They didn't approve of that. They said, no, it's going to go to the county, of course. It's going to go to the general coffers. So our situation is that, in a minute I'm going to give one of our other board members here a moment to briefly speak on the subject, but I just want you to understand that we're as frustrated as you are because we don't have any power. We've tried to represent your concerns because we've heard your concerns. We've sent letters to the Board of Supervisors. We bring it up at every code enforcement meeting, and it doesn't seem like much, but we're really a wastewater district. We're not... We don't have policing, we don't control the streets and those type of things. And Carolyn, you want to comment on this briefly?
Yeah.
Because you've been involved in this.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably 2 months ago now, we were contacted and a number of people attended a meeting, one of our board meetings, to talk about Airbnbs, exactly what you all are talking about here. You don't know who your next door neighbor is for the weekend. The trash, the noise, I can go on and on. So at that point in time, the board unanimously voted to send a letter to the county, and I would encourage you to go onto the town website and look under county relations, and you can see the letter that was sent, outlining many, many of the things that you have talked about here. It is disruptive, especially in the deep water areas. It's extremely disruptive to our lives. We did have Diane Burgess, our supervisor attend one meeting. She happened to be in the area, and she did mention that is something that is being looked at, and more hiring of code enforcement, etc. But that was, like I said, a couple months ago, and I don't have any updates on that. I don't know if anyone else does. We hear you. We hear you loud and clear. And, you know, since we are an unincorporated area, we don't have the power to make a, you know, a law on that. But call the police, call the non-emergency line, put complaints in on code enforcement. Do both of those things. Keep it up. Keep it up. If you have to do it every week, do it every week. But that's the best way to let them know that, you know, this is real, and we want it to stop.
And Bob Barr, the politely called the Board of Supervisors office and remind them every time it happens, get 10, 20 phone calls going to that office. You know how it works in politics, it's the squeaky wheel. And you guys have legitimate concerns. When you read the letter that Karen was talking about, and I think she was involved in drafting it, we put remedies in there which said, hey, this is what we think should happen. And I think you'll like what you read. I have no control over what they do with that once we send it to them. But we hear you. We empathize with you. It's our community also, and we're as concerned about it as you are. And so I will move to another subject at this point. Is there anybody that has anything else other than the Airbnbs that is here tonight that would like to talk to the board? Non-agendized items.
Correct. May I use my time to ask a question, just an educational question, because I'm new to the community and I don't understand. May I ask, why are we not an incorporated town?
You can ask that question, but here's how we handle that. Call staff on tomorrow morning, or not tomorrow morning, because Thursdays they have meetings in the morning, but tomorrow afternoon, and they will explain to you the reason we don't really get into a dialogue, and it was bad on me to get into the dialogue, but the explanation is not that simple just to sit here and tell you. There's a lot of reasons behind it, but it's a great question, and it would be educational, and I don't know how savvy you are in social networks, but once you get your answer, put it out there, let people know. Because a lot of people have a misconception of why that
is. We have a lot of questions in our community that people just don't, I mean, they're just not educated. They don't understand why we don't have the powers that you're talking about. So I'm happy, I'm in marketing, I'm happy to socialize your answer once I get it.
Call our staff Thursday after, or tomorrow, or Friday afternoon. And
Is there one of your cards? So she has the phone number?
And they will explain to you the best they can, and all of our numbers are listed on the website, and email addresses. You can email me if you want to talk about it in more depth. I just can't do it here.
Yeah, I don't want to debate. I just want to.
No. I don't want to debate either. I just want to explain.
Welcome to Discovery Bay.
Do you know my wife? No, just kidding. Okay. Anybody else? Nobody online. Okay, I'm going to close public discussion. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for addressing us with your concerns.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
You guys don't have to leave, though.
Hey, it gets really exciting. We start talking
about
the
good stuff's coming up.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Later.
Okay, folks, thank you very much.
It's good, huh?
Exactly.
We got a long drive to Martinez.
Hey, hold on 1 second, you guys. Hey, Steve, are you there? Stephen Griswold.
He's our county.
Are you there?
So you may want to listen to his report.
Okay. Do you have any input on this?
I do. It's not groundbreaking, and it's nothing that I've already kind of have discussed before. But you know what I will say is that while the county recognizes the very valid concerns that everybody brings up, we are also limited in what we can do. For example, the fines that are currently in place that are enforceable are the maximum that are allowed by state law. We don't have the ability to come in and impose $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 fines. for those folks that violate the Airbnb, you know, short-term rental ordinance. We have it set to the absolute maximum, which is allowed by state law. So, you know, there's one example of how this is kind of a multi-layer issue. You know, it isn't all just with the Board of Supervisors. It's a whole of government, you know, kind of problem. But with that being said, you know, the county's trying to do what it can by setting it at the maximum. You know, as Carolyn mentioned and the supervisor mentioned, we are actively hiring and trying to hire more code enforcement officers and more sheriff's deputies. You know, we're working with, you know, the sheriff's department to make sure that the Delta Station is fully staffed and has enough deputies that can get out there and respond, you know, to these type of events. So, you know, it isn't anything that's going to happen overnight. And to echo what Carolyn said, I would encourage folks to continue to call code enforcement and continue to make those complaints. It gives us the best case possible to go in and, you know, hold these owners accountable and to call the sheriff's office, you know. If there's a public nuisance and a public threat, absolutely call the sheriff's office. And the supervisor and the county are doing what we can to make sure that both code enforcement and the sheriff's office have the tools and the people that it needs to get out there and address that. So, you know, it's a discussion that we want to have moving forward with both the CSD board and the public, and to figure out, you know, how we can try to fix this within our limited purview that even we have. But we hear you, and it is absolutely something that's on the minds of Supervisor Burgess and the full board. So hopefully that gets what you guys are looking for.
Hold on a sec, Steve. Ashley wants to ask
a
question.
I just want to add one quick thing. Stephen said to call both the sheriff and code enforcement. I can't talk today. I apologize. Call sheriffs first. Call them multiple times if you need to. Code enforcement doesn't work on the weekend, so you're going to be frustrated if you call them and don't get a response. But for sure, call them on Monday, because they will take the sheriff's report, talk to the sheriff's department, and work together. But if you don't call them, they don't have those reports to follow up.
But and Steve, hold on a second. Back me up on this, and remain active in your concerns, because we did accomplish something with fireworks. We were able to change the ordinance a little bit for fireworks, where you folks could now be witnesses against the people that. So we don't have to have if the sheriff can't get there while the issue's happening. You know, we have the ability now. I think I'm correct, Stephen, in saying that now we can actually, they can use video from us, they can use to enforce the fireworks ordinance that was a big problem for a long time, and you probably read about it in the paper. You know, maybe we can start to move some of these progressive ideas into some of the other issues we have, and that will help the sheriff's department, because, listen, we're not the only community on a Friday night that's having a problem with parties, and as we all know, right? And so we can start to move down that direction. Lieutenant Johnson is awesome with regards to upholding the law, and the Board of Supervisors is awesome about upholding ordinances. So keep your concerns out there, make yourselves heard, and we'll try to do what we can to try to make things better.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Kevin, that's 100% spot on, and that's definitely part of the solution, hopefully, moving forward. And you know, and as to Ashley's point, that's a really, really important point there, that, yeah, code enforcement doesn't work on the weekends, and we're trying to look at funding for them to potentially get some overtime to be able to work on weekends. You know, we did that for the 4th of July for fireworks specifically, and we saw really, really high numbers of citations and fines going out for that. So that's part of the, you know, the process that we're looking at, but like Ashley mentioned, call the sheriffs, get that report number, and then follow up with code enforcement on the tail end.
That's important.
And that gives them a lot more ammunition to follow up.
All right, folks. Thank you. Stephen, thank you. We're going to get back to the agenda now. We'll be calling on you in a few minutes. Appreciate your time. Thanks,
thank
folks.
Thank you.
Okay, consent calendar. Anything that anybody wants to remove from the consent calendar for vote? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Area agency reports. Right back to you, Stephen.
All right. I don't have too much. The first first thing is just kind of a fun little thing. The Board of Supervisors at their meeting on Tuesday opened up a time capsule from the old county administration building, which is being demolished.
Right.
And they get that some of the, you know, the historical pieces that were in there. But the really exciting part was putting together a new time capsule that's going to go into the new facility right there on Escobar Street that's going to replace that old tower. And the town of Discovery Bay did get a letter put into Supervisor Burgess's contribution to the time capsule. So that was really exciting, and thanks to Dina for working with us to get that
Dina.
Over. I don't think it'll be open for 50-plus years, but at some point it'll get opened and folks will get to hear about, you know, what Discovery Bay was like in 2022. So that's pretty cool for us.
Well, I won't look forward to being at that reading.
Yeah, I don't think too many of us. So hopefully, I'm on a big, you know, beach somewhere relaxing and not thinking about this kind of stuff. But the other good thing that we have coming up, and I'll get the flyer out to everybody once it's completed. But Supervisor Burgess is going to be hosting a veterans roundtable discussion and resource fair. More than likely going to be Saturday, November 12th. But again, once it's all confirmed, I'm going to get that sent out to everybody. But we're going to have a two-hour discussion with all of the local veterans groups in East County, give them an opportunity to voice their concerns and see what's going on in the veterans community and how the county can assist with that, and then provide a resource fair for veterans, employment resources, healthcare resources, all kinds of good stuff. So I want to make sure that you guys are aware of that so we can, you know, push the message far and wide and get that out to as many people as possible. It'll more than likely be at the LMC campus in Brentwood, so you know, pretty centrally located for folks.
Where did you say that was going to occur?
Sorry, say that again, Kevin?
Where? Location?
The Los Madon.
Oh,
the
okay.
LMC campus in Brentwood, the new one on Pioneer.
Sure. Hey, as you know what my day job is, can I make a suggestion that you guys make that like on the 19th instead of the 12th, if it's not too late? Because that's Veterans Weekend, and there's so many other things going on. I'm afraid that, you know what I mean? That's Veterans Day weekend. And I know that's significant, but it also becomes in conflict with all the other events that are going on that weekend.
No, absolutely, and that's why it's not firmed up yet, because I agree with you a little bit on that, and I think we're going to look at availability and everything else, but it is still flexible on the day. So that would be my input
if it means anything to you guys.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll definitely take it back.
Thank you, Steven. Anything else you have? I'll
get it out to you guys once that's a little bit more finalized. And then the last thing that I had, at least for right now, was that request that came through from I got from Dina, just asking to update on a couple of things. So I wanted to I reached out to the planning department on the apartment, you know, complex,
mm-hmm.
you know, general plan feasibility that had been done a couple months ago, and there's no new movement, nothing on that project as of right now. Everything that happened in June with the board, you know, simply allowing the study and the feasibility to be looked at, that was approved and will take place, but there have been no new developments, no new applications or moves on that property at all whatsoever. So it seems to have kind of stagnated. So
thank you for that, and you know how that important that is. Goes to thank you for keeping an eye on it for us. We appreciate it.
Chair, can I ask you to ask Stephen about the fire station? I know they had a meeting this week, I believe it was.
Do you have any update on the firehouse?
I do, yep. So that you're absolutely right. On Tuesday, it went before the full Board of Supervisors to approve the general plan amendment, and it was approved 5-0 by the board. So that project is cleared to go through. The Planning Commission approved of it, and the full board approved of it. So it's on to the final steps now, but it is approved to go ahead and go through. As you know, as previously discussed. So,
and just so you know how your boards are working, the Planning Commission, is that what they are?
Correct.
Worked really well with us once we opened up the lines of communication. It was a little bit of a juggernaut there for a minute, but once we were able to discuss the issue with them, talk to the owners, find out what the concerns of the community were, I want to tell you the committee worked really well with us, and Kevin, can't think of his last name right now, who's the chair there, was very helpful in making sure that all of our issues were addressed.
Good, I'm really glad to hear that. Yeah, I know there were some pretty significant concerns initially.
It was just a lack of communication.
Yeah, exactly. And they weren't clear. They were able to get cleared up pretty quickly and allow the project to move forward. So everybody's really happy about that. And hopefully it's another good small business for Discovery Bay, and it's a win for everybody. So the supervisor's happy about it.
Thank you for that. Anything else?
That's it for me, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your report, Steve. Appreciate it. I'm just going to ask, but I don't think we have a sheriff's report tonight. Is anybody on the line from the sheriff's department?
No.
Okay. CHP, is Officer Thomas out there?
No.
Officer Thomas isn't out there. And we know we still have not been able to figure out how I'm going to communicate well with Tom Barker. We'll get that in the future. No presentations. So we'll move on to F1. Julie. It's yours.
Good evening. Each year, the district is required to prepare a capacity and connection accounting report for the fiscal year. The report identifies those charges deposited in district's capacity and connection account and the total balance of the account, and how and when the charges were expended. This year, our report, we started out with $4,837,000. I'm gonna round off the hundreds. We took in $17,000 in new permit fees, only one permit. We spent on the denitrification project $2,998,000. So at the end of the year, our balance is $1,855,000. That is all money for the water department for their connection and capacity. We have spent all the money in the wastewater portion of that account. Is there any questions? If I don't have any questions, I need the board to accept the capacity fee charge report for fiscal year 2021.
Is there a motion?
2022.
To accept staff recommendation. I'm sorry, I guess we should have public comment. I'm sorry, my bad. So are there any clarifying questions from the board?
Okay. Who was the one permit for? That was for what, when their developments are coming in?
It was a single lot, and it is attached. It is for customer's last name was Olison.
But a residential lot?
Yes.
Any other questions? Any questions or comments from the public on this? Okay, I'll close public comment. Now, I'll return to the board to see if there's a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
I'll motion to accept staff's recommendation.
I'll second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number two, Julie, don't go anywhere. Number two is also you for the reimbursement disclosure report.
Hold on. I thought Dita was presenting that one. It took me just 1 minute.
Surprise.
Surprise. Every year we are required to do an annual disclosure for reimbursements made to employees and board members. Attached to the report. The recommended action is to receive and file. Attached to the report, we had two reimbursements of $100 or more. One was for a medical test and one was for a DOT physical.
Are there any clarifying questions from the board? Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing none, I'll close public comment, and I will bring it back to the board for action.
Motion to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And you can sit down now, Julie. Listen, Tina's got another surprise for you.
I know.
Because I don't think you want to talk about this one. I'm going to give this to Dina, and this is to talk about a change in the status of our interim assistant general manager, Mike Dean.
So before you is an appointment contract with our former general manager and now our interim AGM, Michael R. Davies, to provide services as an as-needed basis from October through June of 2023. What he is going to be doing with the next 3 weeks is he is going to be training our new AGM. And so, and then after that point, we'll just keep him on as needed to do special projects or to answer questions that we may have. And we've done this before with other managers that have left or general managers that have left, just to, you know, just to help us out. So that's what I have for you. The contract is an hourly contract. The rate of the contract is $66.62 an hour, and the maximum hours a week that he would be working would be 29 hours.
Any clarifying questions? Any public comment on this issue? I will close public comment. I will bring back to the board for any discussion or motion.
I'll make a motion to approve staff's recommendation for a temporary employment contract with Mike Davies as need basis.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor? Oops.
Sorry.
Yes, the staff's recommendation is to approve the contract and then authorize signature. So I'm assuming that was
what
implied.
Said. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure for the record.
100% what was implied. Thank you for clarifying. I'm not very good at getting those words right.
It's waiting to be signed with your authority, board. So if you agree to this, to the terms, and to authorize me to sign it, I believe that would be the amended motion. Are we good with that? Second, you're good with that?
Yes.
Great. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Let me just say, that's a bargain.
That is a bargain.
So I will take care of that later. General Manager, you know you have a report on a new AGM position.
So we hired a new AGM. So his name is Alan Catando. He comes to us starting October 17th. He is past background check, health check, everything, so we're really excited to have him start. So you will meet him at the next meeting. So,
exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Is he local to the Bay Area, or?
He is, so I'll let him introduce himself when he comes, but he worked in law enforcement for many, many years. He was the police chief of the city of Antioch for a while, and then when he retired out of there, he went to go work for Bank of America and running their security departments. So he has a lot of public service. He's used to writing reports, running different divisions, so he was the best.
Things aren't exciting, though, in Discovery Bay is.
Yeah.
Let's hope they don't. So, but I'm really excited to have him on board. I think the staff really like him, and I can't wait to introduce him to you at the next meeting.
So we don't have police as our latent power, but we seem to keep hiring police officers, don't we? Got a whole little private police force going. Okay, thank you for that. Anything else you want to add to that? Yeah. Thank you for that report. Thank you very much. Okay, you can see the regional meetings that were attended by board members, correspondents. I'm still keeping my eye on that Delta Stewardship Council. They're trying to do everything they can to stall and keep those that water from heading down to Southern California. On the MAC duties, Dina, do you want to comment on that? We kind of covered that already. But.
We did a little bit. All I did was present to you what came to us for MAC duties. The approved, the staff recommendation of no comment on the county file number submitted on September 14th. If you look at the map of where this location is and what it is, it's actually a restaurant. That location has always been a restaurant, and they're just replacing
Is this down in the... Any future agenda items at this point that anybody wants to bring forward?
Wait, you have to approve staff recommendations.
On the MAC?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay. Because we're going forward with a no comment. Yes. Okay. Take one out, makes it a little bit. Okay. Usually up there. Okay, any future agenda items? Hearing none, I will adjourn the meeting.